I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconferenced prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by the Foundation for Prayerful Living and Open to All. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. I'm going to read from the Message Bible today, beginning with Matthew. When Jesus saw his ministry drawing huge crowds, he climbed a hillside. Those who were apprenticed to him, the committed, climbed with him. Arriving at a quiet place, he sat down and taught his climbing companions. This is what he said. You're blessed when you care. At the moment of being careful, you'll find yourselves cared for. You're blessed when you get your inside world, your mind and heart put right. Then you can see God in the outside world. You're blessed when you can show people how to cooperate instead of compete or fight. That's when you discover who you really are and your place in God's family. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. Now that I've put you on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. If you enter your place of worship and about to make an offering, you suddenly remember a grudge a friend has against you, abandon your offering. Leave immediately. Go to the friend and make things right. Then, and only then, come back and work things out with God. Or say you're out on the street and an old enemy accosts you. Don't lose a minute. Make the first move. Make things right with him. No more tit-for-tat stuff. Live generously. Live out your God-created identity. Live generously and graciously toward others, the way God lives toward you. You're familiar with the old written law, love your friend, and its unwritten companion, hate your enemy. I'm challenging that. I'm telling you to love your enemies. Let them bring out the best in you, not the worst. When someone gives you a hard time, respond with the energies of prayer. Don't pick on people, jump on their failures, criticize their faults. Unless, of course, you want the same treatment. That critical spirit has a way of boomeranging. It's easy to see a smudge on your neighbor's face and be oblivious to the ugly sneer on your own. Here is a simple rule of thumb guide for behavior. Ask yourself what you want people to do for you, then grab the initiative and do it for them. Luke. Just then a religious scholar stood up with a question to test Jesus. Teacher, what do I need to do to get eternal life? Jesus answered by telling a story. There was once a man traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho. On the way, he was attacked by robbers. They took his clothes, beat him up, and went off, leaving him half dead. Luckily, a priest was on his way down the same road, but when he saw him, he angled across to the other side. Then a Levite religious man showed up. He also avoided the injured man. A Samaritan traveling the road came on him. When he saw the man's condition, his heart went out to him. Then he lifted him onto his donkey, led him to an inn, and made him comfortable. In the morning, he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, "Take good care of him. If it costs any more, put it on my bill. I'll pay you on my way back."
What do you think? Which of the three became a neighbor to the man attacked by robbers?
The one who treated him kindly, the religion scholar responded.
Jesus said, "Go and do the same."
Romans,
love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. Be good friends who love deeply. Practice playing second fiddle. Be a good citizen. All governments are under God, in so much as there is peace and order. It's God's order, so live responsibly as a citizen. Welcome with open arms fellow believers who don't see things the way you do, and don't jump all over them every time they do or say something you don't agree with. Even when it seems that they are strong on opinions, but weak in the faith department. Remember, they have their own history to deal with. Treat them gently. Get out of bed and get dressed. Don't loiter and linger, waiting until the very last minute. Dress yourselves in Christ and be up and about. The night is about over. Dawn is about to break. Be up and awake to what God is doing. Those of us who are strong and able in the faith need to step in and lend a hand to those who falter and not just do what is most convenient for us. Strength is for service, not status. Each of us needs to look after the good of the people around us, asking ourselves, how can I help? So let's agree to use all our energy in getting along with each other. Love other people as well as you do yourself. You can't go wrong when you love others. When you add up everything in the law code, the sum total is love. And from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Our Master said to every follower, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Heal the sick. Love thy neighbor as thyself." We should love our enemies and help them on the basis of the golden rule, but avoid casting pearls before those who trample them underfoot, thereby robbing themselves and others. If selfishness has given place to kindness, we shall regard our neighbor unselfishly and bless them that curse us. But we shall never meet this great duty simply by asking that it may be done. There is a cross to be taken up before we can enjoy the fruition of our hope and faith. Not materially, but spiritually, we know him as divine mind, as life, truth, and love. We shall obey and adore in proportion as we apprehend the divine nature and love him understandingly, warring no more over the corporeality, but rejoicing in the affluence of our God. Religion will then be of the heart and not of the head. Mankind will no longer be tyrannical and proscriptive from lack of love, straining out gnats and swallowing camels. Human affection is not poured forth vainly, even though it meet no return. Love enriches the nature, enlarging, purifying, and elevating it. The wintry blasts of earth may uproot the flowers of affection and scatter them to the winds, but this severance of fleshly ties serves to unite thought more closely to God. For love supports the struggling heart until it ceases to sigh over the world and begins to unfold its wings for heaven. Gethsemane,
patient woe, the human yielding to the divine, love meeting no response, but still remaining love. The physician who lacks sympathy for his fellow being is deficient in human affection, and we have the apostolic warrant for asking, "He that loveth not his brother, whom he hath seen, how can he love God, whom he hath not seen?" Not having this spiritual affection, the physician lacks faith in the divine mind and has not that recognition of infinite love which alone confers the healing power. Such so-called scientists will strain out gnats while they swallow the camels of bigoted pedantry. Every trial of our faith in God makes us stronger. The more difficult seems the material condition to be overcome by spirit, the stronger should be our faith, and the purer our love. Christianity is the basis of true healing. Whatever holds human thought in line with unselfed love receives directly the divine power. What we most need is the prayer of fervent desire for growth in grace, expressed in patience, meekness, love, and good deeds. The way to extract error from mortal mind is to pour in truth through flood tides of love. Christian perfection is won on no other basis. Love for God and man is the true incentive in both healing and teaching.